Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. I am your host, Katrina Dalway, and thank you so much for joining us on today. We're so delighted to be speaking with you. As we are every week, we are always excited to be speaking with you on a weekly basis and or as much as we possibly can. I hope you have had a wonderful week leading up to today, Thursday, which is always a great day, and making the best of it, continue to persevere, continue to thrive, continue to do all that you have truly been purposed to do. And I say that, and I say that with all of my heart, that it's just so important to continue to, you know, really aspire in life. You have aspirations, but you've got to really, really, press through and keep the faith and believe. And that's what we're about. YCLA, of course, stands for You Can Live Again. And no matter what you've gone through in life, no matter who has something negative to say about you, you can live again. You know, Tyler Perry just put something out, and he said, if 100 million people say no to you, but one being says yes to you, that is the most important thing of all. And you have to remember that no matter how many things come your way that will probably, you know, try to distract you or try to, or people may try to discourage you from you, you know, you have to believe in you because God believes in you. Yes, I will always be on that track. Let me tell you, I will always be on that track because I know what it feels like. I know, you know, when you really are trying to do the right thing and you end up sending yourselves around people that you think are really for you, but in essence, they really aren't. And you find yourself in a downward spiral because you're looking at yourself through the eyes of the people as opposed to really looking at yourself through the way God sees you. And I tell people all the time, when I realized how much God loved me, I became unstoppable. I mean, I literally became unstoppable. And so to me, you know, that signaled that there were many other women out there that have gone through that same thing. And I said to myself, I've got to find them. I've got to find these very women that have gone through the exact thing that I've gone through and inspire them and encourage them to walk in everything that you know God has called you to walk in. You know, it's important. You're important. You know, you have people tied to you. And it's important that you get back up and fire. You know, go for that very thing that God has purposed you to do. Go for that very thing that you know that you're destined to do. And so God will do the rest. God will do everything that you know that he knows you're destined to do, but he wants you to make that step as well. And so that's my encouragement to you, honey. I know that you have great things in line that God really wants you to fulfill. And you have to get in position. You have to trust God and get in position to allow him to work. So definitely continue on with that. And I believe for you. I believe that it is meant for you to walk in it, to be all that God has called you to be. And so it's just so important to do that. So that's just my little 2 cents and my encouragement to you. And so we're just, you know, we're just getting through. We're just pressing through. We are just making sure that you are believing in yourself, you know, that you are loving on you and all that, you know, God wants you to do. And let me tell you something. You can't love you the way people love you. I assure you, if you do that, you will throw yourself off. You know, I was talking to a young lady today because, you know, on any given day, I'm trying to help someone, you know, just encourage them and empower them. I'm not happy unless I'm helping someone, you know, and I thank God, you know, for my daughter who allows me to share that time and balance out that time when I get an emergency call that someone needs to talk with me because they're going through, you know, something. And so that is my not allow yourself to love yourself the way people love you. Because, you know, that we love individually. And there's just a certain way that we love. And we can't possibly expect someone to love us the same way that we love. It's just not real. We're not being honest with ourselves when we think it's okay to think in that fashion. And that we love ourselves the way we would love others. You know, and that's a serious statement. It's easy for us to love others, but we don't invest that same love in ourselves. You have this great abundance of love for people, but we lack that very passion of love for ourselves. And it's so important that the same love that we give to ourselves as well. And so I know that, you know, at times, you know, nobody knows you like you, and you're not always happy with yourself. And, you know, sometimes you challenge yourself, you know, being an award-winning sales consultant for the year, many, many years that I have been in sales. Everybody, you know, I was always getting applauded for my efforts and all that great, great, great stuff. But at the same time, you know, I totally, you know, I was oblivious to it because it had happened so much. You know, I was really oblivious to the appreciation that people gave me because I was just so focused. But I had to learn to appreciate I had to learn to appreciate what they appreciated, because you can really, really, really work yourself in the ground. And so it's just so important that we remember to also appreciate ourselves as well as those that have enough sense to appreciate. So let me be clear. You know, there are people who, if you look through your eyes through them, they will not appreciate you. However, if you are appreciated by the right people and you tend to not appreciate what they see in you, it just goes to show you how much you're giving out to them, but you're not doing for yourself. Now, most people that you surround yourself with on a regular basis, a daily basis, it's hard for them to appreciate you. And they typically tend to be harder on you. And it's a comfort zone. And so you cannot allow love yourself the way they love you. Because it's more of a judgmental love. Whether you're close to people on your job, whether you're close, you know if it's bringing you a negative. If it's bringing you negative vibe or negative karma, however you want to call it. If it's bringing you negative, sweetheart, do not see yourself through their eyes. And then you can't be dependent, even though the ones that, you know, quote unquote, applaud your efforts and things that you do, you still can't be dependent on that because that gets your focus off. My goal is to get you to see the love that the ones that appreciate you, the love that they do show you that's positive, you have to love yourself just as much as that. But the ones who you know is bringing you negative karma, you're not happy when you're around them, or it's always something, you know, on an ongoing basis. Now, come on, you can't possibly allow yourself to stay in that kind of environment. It's just not healthy, you know, where it's just constant negative. Then that tells you that you are in a very, very bad environment of people. And, honey, I don't care who they are. If it's going to block your purpose, if it's going to cause you to feel less of yourself on an ongoing basis, you need to run. And you need to run as fast as you can. And it's not always easy to let go, you know, of the people that you love so, so much. But you have to be strong enough so that that karma does not get in you and you spend a lifetime trying to get it out of your system. So I'm going to leave you with that. You know, I just, you know, I've been there, I've done that, you know, and I know that today's guest has a lot to say on that. And so we're just excited to have her on board, this beautiful lady. She is Miss South Florida International Beauty Queen, Lindsay Berman. Thank you so much for joining us on today, Lindsay.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for being on the You Can Live Again show. I was talking to the audience, you know, about not loving themselves through other people's love. You know, it's easy to be around people who love you from a negative stance or a judgmental stance, and you find yourself going in a never-ending cycle. Then there's those people that do love you, but it's not good to become dependent on that kind of love. That self-love is more valuable than anything. And so I know that we as women, we can get caught up in the emotion of things, and just so that it's just important to understand the self-love and that God loves you, you know?
And that's so true, and it's so funny on a different version of that, just even competing in pageantries, you're always in front of the judges and trying to be the best contestant that they want, but it's so important to be just the best you.
Yes, yes, yes. And just to highlight that, you know, Lindsay Berman, of course, is a beauty queen, and according to what I have learned about her, she's a beauty queen inside and out, and her values are really, really rooted and grounded. She proudly resides today in Florida, South Florida. Like, not going to be hating right now because you're in South Florida. She has a family of her own. She's married to a college sweetheart for 10 years. She made it past go, and she made it past 7 years, so that's huge. And then she she has three beautiful children, I bow, from the ages of 2 to 7 years old. She believes in putting her family first. And you will most likely see Lindsay and her clan on the fields during the weekends, with the oldest two being quite active in sports. Thank you for joining us today, Lindsay.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I like the fact that it's important. Family values are extremely important to you. You know, with you doing so much, in your arena. You know, you talked about how that is extremely prevalent in the beauty industry. However, you found balance because people, you know, they continue to drive in that arena, yet you said, wait a minute, I have a husband and I have children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to instill certain values in them. So, you know, just tell us, you know, how all of this came, because it has to been, it had to have been some encouragement or examples, you know, that you've seen in the past.
Well, it has. I actually got started in pageantry as my sister was involved first. So as looking at your older sister up on stage, and of course every little girl wants to be just like her older sister. So that's actually how I got my start. But it's funny, through the years and through my days in pageantry, either as a contestant or as a director, and now as a Mrs. Contestant, it's my time now in pageantry that has been most special for me, and it's because I do get to involve my husband and my children. It's not something that's just for me anymore. It's truly a family affair where the little ones are coming shopping with me, my husband he will work out with me to get ready for fitness wear. My little one tells me who's my little girl, is very involved in the gown shopping aspect of it. And they're all involved in the philanthropy that I do in my charity work. And I think it's so important to show them that really one person can make a difference, and they're there every step of the way, truly making it more special than ever.
That's outstanding. And the fact that, okay, you got your husband involved, because I'm like, my husband, who's extremely A-type, I'm like, no, thank you. I can work out by myself. And
but
I'm,
you know what it is,
by
because
myself.
It's truly, it's a commitment. It's a commitment to be Mrs. South Florida International and ultimately Mrs. Mm-hmm. Florida International, fingers crossed. And I wouldn't be able to do it without involving my family, because they're just that important to me. So
yeah.
If it was something that would take away from my time with them, which I cherish with all of my heart, I don't think it would be as meaningful, and it wouldn't be as passionate of a drive. So I think involving
mm-hmm.
them
mm-hmm.
is really what pushes me.
Yes.
To make a difference at the end of the day.
So with that being said, the balance that you and your husband have, the fact that you are able to just even get him involved is crazy amazing. And it's God. We know that, you know, God is involved. In,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact that you, what is one of the things that you and him do together? You know, we know that the kids are going to, you know, be part, because mama's, you know, part, especially when you have boys.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that your husband has embraced this, you know, what do you think has been you all's unified link?
I think just that we hold on to that commitment that we made 10 years ago, and that we still make the time to this day. Even today, I got a call. He said, what are you doing for the next half hour? So I said, I don't think I have too much about the Roman Republic. He goes, drop, go grab lunch real quick. And I think it's just making the time for each other. Each day gets busier and busier. And with three little kids and all of our charity work, I think it'd be so easy for us to kind of lose sight of each other. So we've just made that commitment and held on to that commitment. To continue to make each other the priority.
But, Lindsay, it sounds like you all are friends.
We are, and,
like
and that's
too.
Most important, because in day-to-day
yeah.
life, you have to not only love the person that you're with, but you truly need to enjoy being with them. Life is going to throw you many curveballs and some tough times, and to be able to go through it with my best friend really has been a difference maker.
And that is a true, and just to, that was a great segue. It is a difference maker
mm-hmm.
in any relationship. It is so important to have that common tool. I can't get the word out.
Well, it's common ground, and it's a common respect
yeah.
for each other, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and it certainly does get you through those tough times, because friends like each other. And when you like each other, good and bad, when the light can help you get past the bad, you know,
right.
that helps, that really is a foundation. And it's because I've seen so many couples, they start off so Lindsay, they start off so in love. And, you know, I'm a professional singer. So I have sung at so many weddings, and I'm looking at them like, well, I know this one's probably not going to last no more than a year, 2 years tops.
Yeah. Well, because there's so much more that goes into it. And you're right. You have to have that love, but you do have to have so much more than that, especially when you throw kids into the mix. Let me just tell you.
Right. And yeah. Then after, and then when you throw kids, because then there has to be a consideration because mm-hmm. kids are involved. There's a whole nother ball game right there. And that's just so important, Lindsay. And that's, you know, and to our listening audience, that's the missing link to so many relationships, is that there's not a friendship that has been established. That really, really, even in business, they tell you have to develop a relationship from a rapport point of view. You know, let's go back to that word. They want to get to know you. And it's extremely important that you not allow the infatuation of love to overshadow mm-hmm. what you all really, really need to be developing, because so many relationships fall apart after all the infatuation has gone. And there's mm-hmm. to me, there's just no need in wasting all this time and all this unnecessary emotion, only to 3-6 months, year later, mm-hmm. you know, you're back to square one.
Well, I think everyone's in love with the idea of love, and a marriage is mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. more than that. It's the day-to-day that you have to think about, and past the honeymoon where everyone can have a great time on the beach and on vacation, but you have to be able to deal and enjoy everyday life together, and that's really where it goes so much more beyond just loving somebody.
Exactly. That's real. Stop being in love with the idea of love, people. Okay, so that was it right there. But the other side that we wanted to make sure we tapped into, Lindsay, was you mentioned charity, that you all mm-hmm. have a charitable side, and that's extremely important. The art of giving back has been instilled in you, in your house, from the beginning, and it shows. So a lot of people out there are takers, and some of them, Lindsay, they don't know. They've not been taught, and they really don't know that they're takers. They'll rob you of everything, from emotion to, you know, just so how did you get into the charitable side?
It's funny. It's actually passions actually open the doors a lot of ways, because you always want to get involved mm-hmm. and you always want to do good. And I was always very involved in high school. So I was always volunteering when you had your minimum required hours to graduate, which would be your one sheet full of your hours log. I had about 10 of them. So it was always something that I just was passionate about. And honestly, it just makes me feel good inside that I can bring a smile to someone else's face and able to make a positive level for them and for somebody else. But more than that, pageants is just such a great way to give so many worthy causes an extra voice and an extra platform mm-hmm. that I get to be able to lean on to spotlight so many organizations.
You know what? You're really saying some really great stuff here, to give those organizations a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy awesome, because that's what's needed out there, because these people are really impacting people's lives. And
and I was just going to say, and for me, as now where I am in my life, the pageants have done so much for me. But it's not just about the title or the beautiful crown or sash that I'm going for. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm very busy. So it has to be a lot more in it for me mm-hmm. To be able mm-hmm. to make such a big commitment to the pageant organization. And the fact that I'm able to get that and tour schools and educate children. My main platform is teaching kids to be safe and avoiding those accidental and preventable injuries, whether it be car seats or drownings or poisons, things of that nature. But to be able to carry out that passion of mine is mm-hmm. truly something that I'll mm-hmm. always be grateful for pageants for allowing me to do.
And so, you know, it just tells you how important it is to know your purpose. You know, because mm-hmm. it's almost as if it fills in the missing pieces.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're actually, you know, walking in it. What, you know, someone who's aspiring to excel in life, you know, we were talking about that earlier before you're able to come on, and those who are, you know, are aspiring. I believe that, let me interject here, I believe that God gives to whom he can trust as well. Does that make sense? And so sometimes we miss opportunities because he's waiting on us to get in the right position. But at the same time, we can't give up until we find that. So for those that you were able to catch on, you were able to catch hold. But for those that are still trying to get in place or get in position or not allow people to throw them off track, what would you say to them?
I would say just be patient. And when I say that, I say more that don't give up that hope, that if it's not working for you now, or if it's something that, even if it's just being involved in a charity and you're just not quite sure how it's going to fit in, just kind of wait till the time is right, whether it be a time where you can truly focus on it. It's something that you're gung-ho about now, but you really do have a lot on your plate, and so maybe you're just not able to kind of find that opening in. But at the same time, if it's truly your calling, then you kind of have to make it happen as well. So, you know, don't just take the no's. Sometimes organizations or anybody, it's hard to kind of figure out the ins and outs and how to get involved. But if it's truly something that's important to you, then it's going to keep you trying. And then as you're patient, the right time will come. And then I think it will all the doors will open for you.
And how about this? You can't run from it because it's going to come. It's going to keep tagging your end until you wake up and smell or cough and, you know, say, okay, I'll give, or okay, I'll walk in this purpose or this destiny, you know?
Right. And that's just where you have to understand that there is a greater purpose and a greater plan out there. So just believe in that and just be patient, and it will all come.
Is there anything else you want to share with our listening audience, Lindsay?
Well,
other than make
so
sure we go to her website,
on.
Lindsay Bourbon.
Follow me. I will be competing for Mrs. Florida in May, so it's truly been such an honor to be able to represent South Florida in that pageant. So, and it's been an honor with all the different opportunities I've had, and just like it has been today to be on air with you. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Lindsay, same here. And thanks again. And we definitely want to push that. And please make sure we support Lindsay Bourbon, L-I-N-D, S as in Sam, E-Y, B as in boy, E-R, M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy. Just want to make sure you all, now you know you can go to YSLA Magazine on blogtalkradio.com, but just make sure that you reference her website and reference blogtalkradio.com to ensure that you're able to connect to her website, because we have her website listed as well. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Have a great evening.
Absolutely. You too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Listen, we've heard from the lovely Lindsay Bourbon, and it's just been a delight to hear from this young lady that would literally take the time out to talk to us on today and just share with us, you know, why she's doing what she's doing, and you know, just give us some highlights on continuing to aspire in our destiny and in our purpose. And listen, you know, I love you, and I hope that you enjoyed today's show. These are shows that we will continue to inspire you on, and so don't forget that you can live again. I am your host, Katrina Dalway. God bless you. Love you.